Hello, you're speaking to Francesca at INSO. How can I help?
Hi, my name is Anthony Cashmore. It's just basically I got a text message for you. I think you phoned you yesterday and it was
Oh, hi, yeah, that's me, yeah.
I went into my Gmails and that and I done the signatures and that, man, but I was trying to press on the wee buttons, see like the wee boxes.
Yeah, just before we speak, would you be able to confirm your date of birth and postcode for me, just for data
It's
protection?
10/10/1981.
Yeah.
What was it, my address?
Your postcode, please.
All right, G783JU.
Perfect, thank you. Yeah, so was it you having a problem with the contracts?
It's just I've read through the email you sent us. No,
Yeah.
I was told to sign the signatures and I signed the signatures and then when I was trying to press the wee buttons, man, it's just coming up. It's not allowing me to tick in the wee buttons.
Yeah, so with the so did you do the full signatures?
Yeah, I've done the
Yeah.
full signatures.
So once you've done the full signatures, if you scroll all the way right down to the very bottom of the contracts, so you can't scroll any further, you should then be able to tick that little box,
I've
and then
tried
it'll let
that,
you
man.
submit
No,
it. So
I've tried that.
does it say there's any fields required?
No, it didn't say that, no.
No. So once you do the signatures, so as long as it says so all fields complete. And then scroll right down to the bottom, and then that's when you should be able to click that little tick
Right,
box.
I'll try it again. But if it
Yeah.
doesn't work, man, what happens if it doesn't work?
Are you able to open it while I'm on the phone with you now, just so I
Yeah,
can
two
see? Yeah.
seconds.
Yeah, if you do, and then I can just see them if there's any problems.
Do I need proof in my documents and that?
Yeah, so you can send those over on a separate email or to our WhatsApp, whatever's easiest for you.
Is it two signatures you need?
So before, so if you click on the yellow box on the bottom of the screen that says fields required, it'll take you then to the pages that need a signature.
Just done one, no.
Yeah, so then if you click that yellow box again, it'll take you to the next one.
Quite a long list, isn't it, man, to read?
Yeah. So if you keep clicking that yellow one then until it says all fields required.
I've only got a two, man,
Yeah, that's okay. So if you just click it again and then it'll take you to the next page. It's like a shortcut to it.
Is the other two signatures down near the bottom?
Yeah, so if you click on that yellow box, it'll actually take you to the page.
The yellow box.
So it says a number with fields required in it. You see that? I think it's on the bottom right of the screen, or bottom left, maybe.
Submit signature.
No, so it should be like yellow and it should say fields required in it.
Or something fields.
Yeah, if you click on that, it'll take you to the actual page then that needs the signature.
Hang on, all right, bingo. What is it? Let me see. And then I tap it again.
Yeah, and then it'll take you to the last one then.
Oh, yeah, I don't even know that. I'll just put a signature with your finger.
I know, I struggle as well because I've got fat fingers. You can type it as well if that's easier.
And I just press submit signature
Yeah,
now.
and then if you scroll then just all the way down, just keep scrolling the page until you can't go any further. And then that little tick box then on the bottom left of the
I've
screen.
got it now. And just say
Yeah.
submit signature.
Yes, that button then should go a bit darker and you should be able to press it then.
Thanks a lot for talking through that,
That's
no.
all right.
That's me done it, no.
And then it should come up then with a page that just says verifying. Yeah, perfect.
Signature
It'll, yeah.
completed. Thank you, Mr. Casting, for your documents have been signed and recorded.
Perfect. Yeah, they've just come through to me now. So that's perfect. So all we need now is just the proof of identity and address documents. So
Just a bank statement, or an electricity or gas statement, and my bus pass. Is that enough? Kind of
so
thing.
we can't accept the bus pass if you don't have, so it's either a passport, a driving license or a birth certificate. And if you don't have any of those, you can send us three letters instead. So it could be like a bank statement, a
What kind of three
utility
letters? Because
bill.
I've not got any of them, man. Every time I got my ID, it gets stole off me.
Yeah. So with the three letters, so it can literally be anything. So it can be a hospital, doctor, utility bill, bank statement, anything. And if you've only got, say, two on paper, you can download an online bank statement, whatever, as long as the date on them is after the 22nd of May.
After
So,
the 22nd, and
yeah, so anything that's been sent to you in the last 3 months.
so the only thing I've got is I've not got a birth certificate. I get stole too.
Yeah.
It's letters, man, just bank statements and that.
Yeah, so yeah, that's absolutely fine. So just three letters will do.
But bank statements, electricity, gas statements.
Yeah, and anything, as long as they've been sent to you within the last 3 months and they've got your full name and current address on it, that's absolutely fine.
Last 3 months, and but you'll send me an email, yeah.
So I can send you an email so you can just respond to the email or you can just take photos and send them on WhatsApp. So it won't be like a link or anything that you add them to. It'll just be attaching photos to the email.
Right, okay, man.
If WhatsApp's easier, so with the email now, so I'll send it to you, and then our WhatsApp number will be on the bottom of it, so you can just type that in and then just take photos and send them on that, and then I can just save them from there then.
Yeah, I'll do that, man. I'll
Yeah.
sort that out.
Okay, that's
No
perfect.
worries. Thanks a lot for the
Thank you
advice
very
on
much. That's
that.
okay.
Right, thank
Thank you
you.
very much.
Bye.
Take care. Bye bye.